The book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was from Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As Yahweh, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, there will not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, "Go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And it will be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of Yahweh, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Look, I have commanded a widow there to sustain you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, look, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As Yahweh your God lives, I don't have a cake but a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the cruse. And look, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but make me of it a little cake first and bring it forth to me, and afterward make for yourself and for your son. For thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not waste, neither will the cruse of oil fail until the day that Yahweh sends rain on the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house ate many days. The jar of meal did not waste, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so intense that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O you man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to slay my son." And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the chamber where he dwelt and laid him on his own bed. And he cried to Yahweh and said, "O Yahweh my God, have you also brought evil on the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son?" And he stretched himself on the child three times and cried to Yahweh and said, "O Yahweh my God, I pray you, let this child's soul come into him again." And Yahweh listened to the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of Yahweh in your mouth is truth.